inside of you, all three are one. Now it's come to pass, John Plumline Ministry, your father's name written in your foreheads, and you feel the horns of the unicorn resting on your shoulders, ready to manifest. Do this by myself. God's plan through his church is made so plain, this church work to develop it. I was baptized by John in the courts of heaven, and I made a plumb line for this age. And you didn't know that, did you? Now you know it. Oh. Well, this thing started. Ooh, I was walking in heaven. Lord took me. Ooh. I didn't know who it was. Ooh. Found out later someone just took me, baptized me right down on my back into the body of Jesus before the throne, just like I did you. Took me up. And boy, I was doing some struggling. I was in the spirit. Ooh, struggling with just about half knowledge. Ooh. Had me on the power of the Spirit and took me to the gate, baptized me on my face. Ooh. Took me, turned me around, baptized me on my face before the throne, and took me to the gate and baptized me on the face. Then turned around and just, moved me up to the throne, to my back, up to it. And all at once I just felt the whole Jesus and just come right down on me there from the throne. And Lord, I don't understand that. Power come again, out I went again. He said, I do what I will when I will. It hath been made to me to submit. Just do what you want to. Oh, your will be done. Oh. So you seek proof of my plumb line ministry. Who did our Lord use to knock Satan down the very moment he got through doing that and he had me to knock him down? You remember that out in Fort Worth? Who did our Lord use to show New Jerusalem who was that brought it down? Oh, and the many gates and the sea of glass, who was it? Believe it or not, you shall be judged by the ministry of Christ moving through me. God has chosen this in his plan for the age of grace to come through a man. Something else happened. You know why I knew all these plumb lines? You don't figure this thing out by knowledge. No, sir. No way in the world you can get that out of the Bible. You can wrestle that thing for years and you won't get all of this. You can get knowledge of it, but it never comes together. Baptized me on my back, on my face before the throne, into the gate, put me inside of Jesus. Ooh. And when he got through all at once, Jesus just appeared before me there in resurrection. And he reached out to lay his hand on me. And instead of laying his right hand on me, he laid his left hand on me. Laid it right on the side of my face like that. Oh, and all I could do was just stand there. You know how it is when you get in the spirit. Oh, stand there, lay there wherever I was. And he began to reach and get them just like cards. He got John, he said, Plumline. Paul, Plumline. Peter, Plumline. And Zechariah. And he gathered every Plumline. Now he said, that is my ministers for the new age. Said, you shall take their ministries, shall reveal them, and I'll bring them forth through the people. Ooh. He said, I'm gathered them all together in the New Jerusalem. Now they're one. Now it's complete. Said, my age is finished. Now it comes time of judgment and establishing the age of grace. Oh. 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 I was baptized by John before the throne of heaven. Then he baptized me on my face. Took me and baptized me in one of the gates. Then placed me inside of Jesus. Made he and I and the Father one. Then Jesus, my Lord, appeared before me. Laid his left hand on my head. Took his right hand and gathered all together. Said, for the new age is done. Said, you shall deliver me, my people, up before my throne. You shall baptize them into me just like I did you. Then put them on their face in each gate. Said, I build inside of them as you lead them unto me. Men, women, and boy and girl, I bring forth my new age of grace. Something to chew on. But I want to tell you this. This is the easiest thing that ever was. It requires no works at all. It's by grace through faith. You've been delivered from your old religious works of struggling and striving, hopefully. Hopefully. Once you settle down into faith, by your actions of faith, grace that it's a gift of God, and you just act on your faith, boy, you have got it made. You move quickly into your ministry. And it doesn't depend on who you are and on what you are. All the ministries and all the powers of God down through the ages were manifest through men, women, boy, and girl. And in each one of those, or in several of those, is your ministry. Now, what the Lord had me to do through Christ, and I started out in the area, out in the Greenville, Fort Worth, Dallas area, is he picks out your ministry for you in a certain part of the Bible. And he has you out to start out prophesying that certain part of the Bible, prophesying it or singing. Now, your ministry, each one of your ministries may cover the Bible. You may have a part of this one, part of it. It may be in 10 or 12 different parts of the Bible. But as I look to the Lord, I can find most of it in a resume. Oh, did you know this? The Bible just cut up in different ministries. Isaiah's life's got about 6 different ministries in it. Whoa. Then you got Ezekiel's life. His has got about 8. Whoa. The fundamentals of the ministry. And what is so simple about this thing, you take the Spirit of Christ and prophesy that particular part of your ministry, it begins to come alive in you. Even though you don't even understand a whole lot of what you're saying. But as you go back over, then the Spirit of prophecy begins to develop that thing in you. So simple and so easy. You didn't know that's what I was doing, did you? You didn't know that's what I was doing, did you? If I let you know it, you know what you'd try to do? You'd try to make yourself a minister, and then you'd have got in trouble. You don't make yourself one. Christ does it through the Spirit of prophecy, and he does it the best of my ability. I lead and set out a minister someplace to get you started. And then try to seek to keep you moving on into your ministry. And then here it comes, so simple and so easy. As you individually start into your ministry, and you stay moving in the church, in the Spirit of prophecy and praying and this and that and other, Christ just develops your ministry. It's that simple and it's that easy. Well, I wonder what kind of ministry I got. I'm not going to tell you. You know why I'm not going to tell you? Because he gave me instruction. He said, you shall not set in any ministers in the earthly order anymore. I said, well, you did that, Lord, in the age of the church. You had Paul lay hands on them, and you had Peter and the council to lay hands on them, and you set them in that way. He said, yes. I said, I let you do that in the age when I was restoring these things. But he said, that's over with now. He said, that was the covenant up till now. But said, that faded away in John. Oh. Said, now, said, I have a more excellent way. What is it? He said, I make them in my New Jerusalem. And said, I'll let you, said, he set you free. You can make 10,000 ministers while you're trying to make one or two under the whole covenant. Said, you're bringing me. Oh, and I begin to do the work in them. I set out the ministry through you. You set out different assignments. Said, I work in the church. Said, it's all over with. Said, I establish a perpetual moving of the thing. Oh. Now, why didn't I think that? You know why? Because I'm not God. If I'd have thought of that, then I'd have been God and he'd been me, wouldn't he? Yes, Lord. But he had it all figured out. And he knows just exactly how to do it. And his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Oh. Ooh, 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 ooh. As you accept and faith in simple obedience, then the fullness of God in your flesh is yours. You become a part of the plumb line ministry. His purpose is plain, a body for his son. As you accept in faith, in simple obedience, then the fullness of God in your flesh is yours. You become a part of the plumb line ministry. His purpose is plain, a church for his son. As you accept in faith and simple obedience, then the fullness of God in your flesh is yours. You become a part of the plumb line ministry. His purpose is plain, each home for his son. As you accept in faith, in simple obedience, then the fullness of God in your flesh is yours. You become a part of the plumb line ministry. His purpose is plain, the world for his son. Oh, 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 oh. before me. You're head and hair as white as wool, as white as snow, hide a fire, clothed upon and one with my father. Oh! father of lights, judgment time has come. Fearful time for the wicked and disobedient. Weep for the people of the earth. In the darkness of night, I set my angels around them, sleeping dogs. They know not I'm there. In the first break of dawn, I pounce upon them. They burn all day as my testimony. Man. prospered in every nation. They've built terrible weapons of war. They've slaughtered the innocent. They've scattered the blood. They sigh over every land. Now let's set the weapons against each other to martyr and kill in my earthen. But now my wrath has come up in my face. I've set my face against man. came to earth to deliver. They said, oh, he's a good man, but he deceived the people. I guess they killed him for his good deed. But he turned around and gave them salvation in love many long years. Now they said in their heart, I do not need them, so I set my face against man. Against man. good religious way. Having a form of godliness, but denying my power, they blaspheme my name. Hey, hey, hey. men. have spoken, I never lie, saith the Father of lights, judgment time has come. Fearful time for the wicked and disobedient. Weep for the people of the earth. In the darkness of night, I set my angels around them, sleeping dogs. They know not I'm there. In the first break of dawn, I pounce upon them. They burn all day as my testimony. Weep, weep for the people. slaughtered in the sun. They scatter the blood, raised high over every land. Now they set the weapons against each other to martyr. salvation in love many long years. Now they said in a heart, I do not need them, so I've set my face against man. Judgment time has come. Fearful.